Marry me, and welcome to the Witchy Spellcast. This is Kara and Saya here to add a little bit more magic into your everyday life. Remember, if you like this podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Maybe even give us a 5-star review, or drop a comment to let others know what you like about the podcast. Let's make some magic.
All right, welcome back to the Witchy Spellcast. We are talking about Earth. Introduction to Earth. Goddamn.
There's just been a lot going on.
It's been kind of a chaotic, empty week. At recording, it's Saturday the 20th of March in this year of our goddess, 2021. Sorry. It's also Ostara, so first day of spring.
Happy Ostara!
Yeah. If we start cracking up randomly, it's because for the first time we're all on video chat, and so it's gonna be crazy.
I also just have complete mashed potato brain because I got my second COVID vaccine yesterday, and I am feeling it. Oh my god, I'm dying.
Lots of disclaimers in this episode already, so
things.
Stuff things. And things.
Stuff.
Things, Carl.
So Earth.
Earth.
So Earth. Yeah,
grounding.
Earth. Grounding, yeah. North is its direction.
Is it?
Yeah, its direction is north. Yeah. So whenever you're placing your totems, your elemental totems, Earth is always in the north.
So Earth is north, fire is south.
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Because they're opposites, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think water is...
east?
I want to say east.
I'm trying to think about...
I was thinking water was west. Because I thought you started at the east with air.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm trying to think about our...
east air, south fire, west water.
You're probably right.
I'm just trying to think about our stances.
Water is west.
Okay, yeah.
Well, W's. Water's west.
Yeah.
Westward water.
Weast.
Weast!
So rulings. Earth rules, obviously, grounding. We talked about grounding. Mm-hmm. It's also strength, healing, nature, duh. Animals, duh.
Also duh.
Success, stability, sturdiness, foundations, empathy, fertility, death, rebirth, and wisdom.
That's a lot.
It is. Well, death and rebirth make sense for Earth because you got to think of the seasons in general. Earth really feels all those seasons, and we go the wheel of the year in general. Right now, with it being Ostara, we're at the rebirth in the world, in Earth. Earth is currently rebirthing, whereas winter, it dies. So in the fall, it starts to die. In winter, it's dead. And then in the spring, we start the rebirth and life cycle again. So
this
it makes
sense
that, yeah, so it makes sense that Earth would be correspondent to those things.
That's true. I mean, this makes
sense. In my opinion. Anyways, makes sense to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes me wonder, like, okay, so Earth encompasses, like, this huge list of things. Like, okay, Earth encompasses trees. Earth encompasses grapes, vegetables, fauna, flora, etc. But then in all of those subcategories are other deities. So
yeah.
we were talking about Dionysus earlier. And so like it makes my brain think about like how many deities I'm like, where's my balance in deity practice? Like what element is it too heavy in one element? Am I not deity balanced elementally?
Really feel like
a
deity falls into a specific element. I've never really felt
well. Yeah,
that.
They're multifaceted. Like
yeah, so
like I'm not saying like only Hera only works in air. You know, like cause that wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. It's an interesting train of thought that I had there for a sec.
Yeah.
Now it's gone.
I tend to just think of deities not as a. Under a specific element, but as spirit, part of spirit.
Oh, yeah. No,
I can see that. That makes sense.
Yeah. Which is all-encompassing. That's how I think of it.
Yeah, so it makes the most sense to me. Although I have specific god and goddess candles for my altar anyways that don't correspond with any of the elements, so.
Same.
They are the elements. Like, for real. Sorry, that's my feet on this leather chair.
I'm trying to find a comfortable, like, sitting situation that's like,
so
I'm dying.
Yeah, I swear that there isn't one that exists.
When I'm at work, and I used to do this in the office, I sit crisscross applesauce in my chair, and it is so uncomfortable because you have these little armrests, and they're like sticking into my legs. So I need to buy one of those chairs specifically made for people who sit crisscross applesauce, because I am one of those people, like, because that? Of course I am.
I had no idea they made chairs like that.
Yeah.
I've seen those. They look great.
They're really cool looking. You need to look into them. Would it be an episode if you didn't burp? If there wasn't some bodily function happening? Something screaming in the background. Like, how I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Very tiny chair.
Knees to my chest. I need a bigger desk. I want a chair. Do you see his?
Yes, I need one of those so bad.
A gamer chair.
Yeah, I need a racer back.
Yeah,
I've been meaning to order me one, but, you know.
I just have a cheap IKEA chair.
It'll help align your earth chakra if you get a better chair. Circling back into earth.
Yeah.
Again, mashed potato brain.
It's okay.
It's an intro. It's an intro. We don't have to be completely on topic. Does anybody really expect us to be on topic at this point?
Does anybody really expect us to do anything but bullshit? And give our honest opinions on things?
This is what you get when you get three best friends together and just record us having a conversation.
While we're on video chat. I'm sorry about the wheeze. Like, I don't know.
Thinking about mashed potato brain, because, like I said, I got my shot yesterday. And I was at work. And this lady had a transaction. It was an $18 and some change transaction. She paid with a $20 bill. I gave her $18 change.
Did she catch it?
Yeah, she immediately turned back around and was like, "You did this wrong."
Good.
You went backwards.
And I looked at it.
I've done that before.
I looked at her receipt. I looked at the change and I was just like, "What the fuck is wrong with me? My brain is mashed potatoes."
I've done that before, but the person wasn't very nice and I ended up getting in trouble. Whatever.
I've done it before too. I just went, "Sorry, I'm dyslexic."
See, I was just like, I just got my second COVID shot. My brain is mashed potato. I don't know what I'm doing. I need to go home.
Every time you say mashed potato brain, I think you're about to say masturbation brain. And I'm like, why? Why is that a thing?
Girl, I have that brain all the time. I'm kidding. I'm very kidding.
Sort of brain going.
Yeah, you do. You really need a night alone with your husband.
Well, not just that. I just need a day off.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, I'm supposed to be on vacation next week. Not the week that we're going into, the week after that.
Nice.
But it's also my spring break.
Nice.
So I shouldn't have to deal with classes either.
My spring break is 2 days.
The singular day?
We get the Friday before Easter and the day after Easter.
Ew.
That's it. And then the 2 days before the Friday before Easter, they are full virtual days, so I still have to go to work. But the kids get to stay home and do nothing, basically.
That's spring break here now. Spring break started on the 12th was the last day for school here. And so they've had from the 12th all through St. Paddy's Day, and tomorrow will be their last day of spring break. It's been chaos.
Yeah, most states go to spring break around St. Patrick's Day. For some reason, our county, and I think just our state, I think West Virginia just does that. Like, they just do, spring break, do Easter, because it's in the Bible Belt.
Well, it's in the Bible Belt, and it's got to do with, like, the agricultural background, and that's, like, the whole reason why school starts when it does in the United States, because kids needed to help in the summer with the farms. Yeah. It just has never changed.
Yeah, it's not the case anymore, so we could probably do year-round school, and which is actually less school, but like, that's a whole other topic for another day. I can explain that some other time if you want to even know about that, but anyways, let's talk about the zodiac signs for Earth.
Oh yeah, oh, me, I'm a Virgo. I know this one.
Yep. Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn.
Nice.
I pointed to myself for Taurus because my moon and rising are both Taurus.
Yeah, my moon is also a Taurus.
Yeah, so I have more, technically I'm more Taurus than I am Scorpio. So, makes sense.
Ironically, I don't really have much Earth.
That is really ironic.
In my zodiacs?
I know.
It's like, you're like the embodiment. Which is so weird because, Ro, you're like the embodiment of Earth. Right? Like,
I just ground everybody around me.
It's true. You really do.
People come to me when they're stressed and they're just like, you just make me feel at ease.
And I go to Kara when I need just pure chaos. And to like relinquish all of the like, I don't do anything.
I need some chaotic good energy.
I just amplify whatever you're feeling. You bring it to me, I multiply it, give it back to you.
I thrive off of chaotic energy.
This is why you and Loki get along so well.
It is. It's why you guys are siblings.
We're basically the same person. Yeah. I need to hang out with him.
See a lot.
I haven't seen those boys in a while. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I haven't heard from them.
I guess that's such a vote of confidence.
Haven't seen an obit yet, so.
He liked my photo on Facebook the other day. I assume he's alive.
That is fair.
Semi-conscious, like, just double tapping.
I mean, if he's well enough to post Instagram stories of his emo songs, then he's fine.
I'll give you that one.
That's how I feel about it. I'm gonna get a hold of them soon. I think
physically he's fine. Mentally, emotionally, probably. Yeah.
Probably. Well, maybe.
Let's be real. Nobody's really doing that well mentally.
For real.
Like, especially with COVID and everything. Nobody's doing, like...
I don't think anyone's thriving 100%. Right now. Right.
I'm sure somewhere someone is thriving with this. Yeah. Like, there's got to be someone. Because, like, I can't imagine the entire world is fucked up over this. I would imagine there's some hermit somewhere that's like, this is my time. This is when I shine.
I feel like it's the people that are agoraphobic.
Oh, yeah, right?
The agoraphobic people are just like, yes!
I can go outside because there's
nobody can go out! Yes!
This is my time! I thrive! I live! You all bow down to me!
I am justified!
They just come out of their house wearing a Bane mask. Was born in the loneliness, molded by it, shaped by it. You merely adopted the loneliness.
Oh no.
Sorry, they got dark. I'm sorry. I had to kill it.
Oh god.
We are ridiculous.
Yeah. Earth.
Let's Earth. Ground ourselves. We obviously haven't had a lot of grounding happening.
It's true. It's also been too cold for me to like, because I like to ground actually like outside. Like,
that's outdoors. The best way.
And it's been too cold to venture out. But no, everything in like my overgrown backyard is blooming. And so it's really pretty. We have all of these really different colored wildflowers. Like with a lot of these purpley, like long streaming looking flowers with just like quarter size blooms. And they're really bright purple. They're stunning. And we're going to have to mow them over.
Oh no.
There's so many of them. Like they will come back. Like, my fiancé was like, oh, they're weeds. And I'm like, weeds are just flowers in the wrong place. He was like...
Not wrong.
Yeah.
There's certain weeds that you need to keep until pollination season's over, because that's where the bees get their pollen until all of the flowers are bloomed, so...
Oh, there are plenty of flowers in the trees, because every tree in my backyard is a flowering tree. or an oak.
Oh, that's nice.
So we have these, like, these kind of, they kind of look like honeysuckles, but smaller. I don't know how to explain. I took a picture of them. I'll send it. but they're everywhere. And I went outside like for like 3 minutes the other day to take pictures of the flowers because I was feeling myself. And my eyes, like I went outside and my eyes just started watering. I was like, I love and hate this moment in time. Like, yes, oh, everything pollen. Is gorgeous. Everything is gorgeous and blooming and flowers are everywhere. Everything's colorful and green and purple and yellows and whatever. But man, my body just was like, not about it. We're going to make your eyes water and your nose
run.
But
do we really like this?
Where's your mask, girl? You should be wearing goggles also if you're going to be out here with your pollen allergies. it's going to be nice once it's all. Like, because the yard is chaos. I saw a hawk eat a snake the other day. In our backyard. I recorded the whole scenario. So yeah, if that doesn't indicate how intensely overgrown our stuff is, then yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
our yard's a hot mess too.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
But like, I live in an apartment, so I don't have to deal with yard.
That's
yard
nice.
Work, anything.
Lucky.
You wanna come over and help me with mine?
We're actually it's a bit of a drive to help with yarn work.
We're leveling out our backyard this summer.
Really?
Like April, we're going to be leveling it out so we can put a pool in.
Nice.
So fun.
We're that really cool. excited.
Didn't you say that you needed to do some sort of drainage stuff for your backyard or something?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a lot of...
You need like a retention wall and all sorts of fun jazz?
It's literally a whole... fucking swamp back there right now, so we have to irrigate the yard and then it'll be it's a process. It's gonna take forever. We're gonna spend most of April and the beginning of May doing it,
so. You definitely need to do some like sort of offering prior because there's a lot of fae in your yard and on your property and then that area just, like non-disturbed.
I told you guys that I was seeing fae the other day, right? And then I was like, what the fuck's going on? Why am I seeing
that? Oh yeah. And we said they were probably getting ready for this, for today.
Probably. But that day, I saw two pixies playing keep away with a bird.
Rude.
Like, right out my front window, I was like, wait, did I really see that? And I did a double take. I saw it, like, I know I saw it. And then, like, about an hour later, I glanced out the front window. And beside where our trash can was, I saw, I kid you not, like, I can't make this up, this, like, creature that looked like a tree, like, fully looked like a tree, had, like, really bent arms and legs that, like, the elbows and knees, like, kind of came out with, like, a bark-looking thing, and it had, like, this really tall, rectangular, spiky head, and it was, like, as tall as my trash can was. And it was just kind of standing there, staring into the house. And I did a double take, and then it was gone. I was like, I know I saw that. What the fuck was that?
All right, Groot, calm down. Like,
I am Groot?
It kind of looked like Groot, but a little bit more, like, it had the moss on it.
But make him a goblin.
It had, like, these, like, bright, like, eyes, too, like, bright ass green eyes and everything.
See,
I was like,
that's where you lose me, man. Like
if it's, I know,
small,
I saw
and if it's small, fine. If it's small, terrifying, okay, we're gonna be cautious. Small, terrifying, and glowing eyes, no thank you.
It wasn't like scary though, like it was just like startling, like by any, like it didn't seem like malicious by any means.
It was just like an, oh hello, there you are.
I was,
are
like,
you here?
What are you doing in my yard? Like, what is that? I've never seen anything like this. Like, and I know I saw it. Like, I'm not crazy. And I told my dad, and he's like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening right now. I was like,
okay, Dad. I don't know why my brain chose the word guardian when you decided to describe its eyes, but that's that word. So take that.
It like... Yeah, it was as tall as our, you know, like those big green trash can waste management gives you? That's how tall it was. And it was, like, kind of hunched. Its knees were bent and its arms touched the ground. Like, it walked kind of, like, on all fours. Mm-hmm. But its arms were also bent up. So it had really long arms.
So kind of little-like.
Like, I'll have to draw it. Like, that's, I've been meaning to draw it since I've seen it.
So, like, its limbs are longer than its torso and head.
Yeah.
You just had an orb float up by your head.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pop.
So, like, this is your head. It went from over here where your mic is up in this way.
Well, so right outside that window is the old house.
Oh, fun. Where
the spirits are.
Where all of the children and the lady in white is.
Yeah.
Perfect. Spooky, spooky, spooky.
I'm so good
at it. I would not be surprised if you see orbs in this room.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. There's enough going on in our house at the current moment. I don't need your peeps coming through our monitor.
Well, I don't feel anything malicious, so if you saw something, it wasn't bad. Oh, I just saw another one.
Okay, cool. Love that. Anytime I'm on a webcam and I'm facing this direction, like, if I'm not looking directly at you, it's because I'm looking back here because that's, like, my front window in my living room. So, like, I can see through the whole house, so if anything moves, I'll be able to see it. But that's where I'm looking half the time. Because my sister-in-law explained to me, and this has nothing to do with Earth, but whatever, we're on this tangent. My sister-in-law explained to me that whenever she opens a door to go into her bedroom or into a room that's dark, it feels like she's walking into someone. Like, it's like a wall of darkness. And I'm just like,
that's not okay.
Well,
That's not okay at all.
Right?
No.
But the crummy thing is as soon as she told me that night I went to go into my bedroom and I don't shut my door. I also don't ever walk into a room that doesn't have a light on. Like, I will stand in the doorway and, like, feel for the switch. I don't enter a room with the light out because I went to walk into my room. And I put my hand on the wall for the light, and I felt that energy. And, I mean, our room is really dark anyway, but this was, like, extra dark. This was, like, Vanta black.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. And
nope.
It was like syrup. It was like syrup, if you could describe an energy as a consistency, it would be like black syrup.
Molasses.
Or tar.
Can you hear my dog barking?
No.
Mm-hmm. Good, because she's loud as hell. I must have my sensitivity set right if you can't hear her, because she's like right outside the door barking.
Yeah, no, I can't hear anything. Can you guys hear my dishwasher?
No.
No.
Sweet. I can hear it. This is, like, the first time we haven't had any... There, I heard that one. We haven't had any, like, AV difficulties.
Woo!
As of right now.
I mean,
just watch. You're going to go to edit, and everything's just going to sound like shit.
Well, I mean...
I'm going to go to edit, and as soon as we start talking about the Fae and the spirits, I'm going to have all the EVPs. And
I really... Like, I kind of hope so. Like, I kind of want to take my setup into my sister-in-law's room, which is where we caught all of that stuff, and record again and see if we pick it up, because we do that before we get rid of anything.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll catch some EVP of, like, her dad or something.
If you saw an orb in my video and we don't catch an EVP, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean...
I'm going to be surprised if we don't catch anything with the amount of Fae talk that's been going on.
Just wait until we get to the Beltane episode.
I know. Oh, no. Can we record on Beltane?
Oh, my God. That'd be great. What day of the week is Beltane going to be?
Shit. I don't know off the top of my head, and I don't know where my planner is.
So that was weird.
What? I saw your face.
Beltane's on a Saturday.
Ooh, nice. So we can record on Beltane.
Yeah, we can record.
Sweet.
We should all record outside.
I don't think I can. I have a desktop.
It's true.
And I lost my dongle, so I can't hook my mic up to my laptop. Mm-hmm. I gotta buy a new one. I'm mad about this.
Oh wait,
what did you see?
I heard it. And
what did you hear?
I will reenact. Don't look at me.
Ah! She cut her freaking camera. We didn't hear anything.
You didn't
hear anything?
We didn't hear anything.
Nothing.
Did you hear that?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. If you play that back and you hear it, I'm going to be upset because it's embarrassing to make that face. It was like low male humming to the same beat that you were speaking, but it was kind of off. Like it was a half step off. Like it was trying to mimic you, but it wasn't doing a good job.
I can't be mimicked.
Moving on.
Anyways,
I am not inviting mimics into my house. Thank you very much. That is not a challenge if you're listening. I have several. I'm good. We don't fuck with those here.
Anywho's,
sorry. No, it was really scary because I thought I heard my fiance talking. That's why I took out my headphone and was looking behind me because I thought I heard him and my sister-in-law here talking behind me. Obviously, there's no one here. But I put my headphone back in, and that's when I heard it and was like, the fuck is happening? Hmm. Sus.
Anyways, spooky. How do you connect to Earth, Rowan?
Didn't know there'd be a pop quiz, did you?
Well, I mean, he's our Earth element.
I know.
I asked the same thing in the other one.
This is true. Mostly, I do through grounding. Mm-hmm. Like, grounding meditation, mostly.
Yeah.
If I can be outside, I prefer that. If not, because of weather or, like, time of year bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But I typically always have crystals with me when I'm grounding.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I have a large fluorite sphere, and I'll be holding that when I ground.
That makes sense. Nice. That makes sense. And then, and like, you have, like, a palm or, like, a worry stone, right? That you have? Or
yeah, I have a ruby and kunite palm stone that I carry with me. I've recently got a septerian palm stone that I also sometimes carry with me.
Gemstones. I'm so forgetful that if I tried to do that practice, all of my stones would end up in my washing machine. They would just break.
I have accidentally washed my palm stones before.
Yeah, and certain stones.
Well, I mean, it's cleansing. Oh, yeah.
Certain stones, their makeup is not, you should not get them wet. I'm pretty sure a lot of quartz you shouldn't get wet.
They're like water soluble, right?
Yeah.
Like they'll start to
disintegrate.
Yeah. Certain ones. I can't think of any off the top of my head. I know there's, you can look up like water safe gems or whatever and figure out which ones won't get fucked up if you put it in water.
Yeah.
But that's always something to keep in mind. Try not to wash your stones.
What I like to do to really connect to Earth is, like, okay, this is really dumb, but I didn't realize I enjoyed doing this kind of thing until I moved to somewhere that allowed me to do it. It was, like, gardening. I really enjoy that kind of stuff. Even though I kill everything, I like the attempt. Like, I've kept my aloe plant alive for 2 years. I'm really proud of that thing. It's huge. But I can't keep a flower alive or even grow lavender or any amount of herbs because I give too much. It's not my element, and last spring I bought one of those herb kits and I tried so hard. I sent them out to get the sun and to get, you know, some light rain, whatever. And it shat down the rain solid for 48 hours and washed out all of my seedlings. And seemed like nothing grew. And I was like, well, this is a big bummer.
So, and we'll get Plant Guy on for one of our Earth episodes so he can talk about planting and all of that stuff. You're listening, Plant Guy. I know you are.
We're coming for you.
But so it's recommended if you're starting like seedlings, you start them inside until they sprout and they get to a certain size and then you put them outside. But it might also be the temperature of where you're at. Like some plants need a specific temperature, humidity, and
I'm going to be trying again this year because now I know that like this time of year is it's too rainy for them to be outside in an uncontrolled environment, and I need to like put them here on my windowsill so they can get like indirect sunlight to start growing, and I can control how much water they get. The downside to that is I have cats.
Make sure that they're not.
I'll put some orange peels around them. Yeah, I'll put some orange peels around the plants. But
if you get cat grass, they'll leave your regular plants alone.
Oh, then I might just do that. But yeah, that's how I connect. That's how I connect to Earth. Like I like being outside, doing things. Like even if it's manual labor, like raking my yard or cutting grass, or just existing outside. Hiking is a really good one.
Love hiking in the woods.
Yes. Any kind of like, so I live near University of West Florida and they have a lot of nature trails that are really long and like spider web across the park. And it is wonderful. See lots of wildlife, see lots of turtles, lots of lizards and such, which I love. I am so excited for the springtime to come because that's when all of the flora and fauna start to be born and bloom and all that stuff. And so like, if I can be outside for that, I will. What about you, Kara?
That makes sense.
I love the rail trails over here. Like, I love going on those rail trails. Me and the guys used to do it. Every time like it started getting nice, we'd go like at least every weekend, once a weekend. Didn't get to do it last year at all. Baby and pregnancy and everything. But I love the rail trails. They are my favorite thing ever. And the falls.
I like going
to the falls.
Where you got married.
Because the water and the earth and everything there. I can just sit next to the falls and just feel amazing.
Yeah.
But I live in the woods. So I just have to go on my back porch. Look out my back window. And there's a herd of deer that are bedding in our backyard. So I just have to look out my back window.
Nice.
Adorable.
There's a couple little fawns and everything. And...
See, yeah, like, I live in Pittsburgh, so I'll tend to go to Frick Park if I can. Because it's like a huge wooded area.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard. That's the coolest thing I've ever heard you say. You go to Frick Park?
Yeah.
Like where? Like what the park Mac Miller sang about?
Yeah.
That's so dope.
Frick Park's awesome.
So cool. Dude, is there a blue slide there? Or is it a different park? Is Blue Slide Park somewhere else?
I have no idea. I tend to just go walking in the woods because a lot of Frick Park is just wooded and they have these trails going through the woods.
Like, awesome. That's so cool. Like, Kara, you were saying you could just look out your window and be connected to nature. If I look out any of my windows at the wrong time of day, I'm going to see several crackheads, a hawk eating a snake, my neighbor's son and his several female friends, like, yelling at my dogs.
See, like,
it's a suspicious area.
Out my window on this side, I have woods. Like, out the other directions, I have streets.
Yeah.
But I have woods on one side of me.
Yeah. Little tiny woods.
Tiny woods.
You're just a cabin in the woods, eh? And I'm just a witch in the burbs.
I like living out in the country. Like, I don't think I could ever live anywhere other than the country because I need it. Plus, the city scares me. Huge city anxiety. Rowan knows. Rowan's seen it.
I was with you. Yes. I was with you in New York City, dude.
Oh yeah, you saw the panic attack on the subway too. I can't do the cities.
There's too many. I held you.
I know.
on the subway. I held you on the subway in New York City with a broken toenail that a large person squashed that same day.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
Oh, it was rough. It was a rough time.
It was like fun, a bad day. We had a good time in New York.
It was great though. Like, I wouldn't trade that experience for anything.
No, it was a great time. We had a great time in New York, but no, I hate cities.
Meanwhile, me and my girlfriend are considering moving closer into the city. Why? Or just going to a bigger city at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because everything's like right there at your fingertips.
Yeah.
But I like to drive 45 minutes to Walmart.
No.
I don't have to go maybe like a 5-minute drive into town to go to anything. I want fast food, groceries, a movie, nightlife, any of that, I'm within a mile of it. It's pretty dope.
Yes.
I have
from Walmart.
No.
Three minutes from Walmart, it's like 10 minutes to my gym.
City living isn't for everybody, and it's fine. I'm not trying to convince you to
move. Meanwhile, like,
you will never sort of... I've lived in cities. Remember, like,
yeah, in Texas.
I've lived in huge cities. That's why I don't like them.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm over here.
Big cities.
Like, our big sort of fantasy dream, I guess you could say, would be to, like, live in Berlin.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Oh.
In Germany?
Yeah.
When fiance was thinking about joining military, that was on our list as well.
Yeah, my parents lived there, so did my older brother when he was born. My dad was stationed in Germany.
I don't think there would be a better way to unground and then reground than to travel somewhere brand new. I think that would be a wonderful experience.
Like, it's nice to, like, go somewhere and, like, pull that energy. And, like, feel brand new energy to you. And it also, like, you kind of get a feeling of, like, that area and that, like, all of that. It's nice.
I like that feeling of going somewhere.
But,
you know. Yeah. I like the feeling of going somewhere or driving through somewhere, like, driving through a city or, like, a small town and realizing, like, oh, shit, people live here with their whole lives, with their own drama and their own families and everybody, like...
Yeah.
Like, who lives there, I wonder? Oh, someone's whole family lived there. Like,
Someone
has only ever known that house. Like, I love that kind of stuff. And I can't wait until, like, I can travel. And I say I can travel, like, whenever any amount of restrictions are lifted. I can't wait.
When things go back to normal from COVID.
Yeah. When we get out of...
A lot of restrictions have been pulled.
Yeah.
They have pulled a lot of restrictions.
Yeah. My state is, like, city to city, county to county, so, like, my county still has a lot of, like, my city still has a lot of restrictions on, like, capacities and entering and exiting the county and stuff like that. So, once that's all hunky-dory, I am going to leave. I have to experience something.
Our governor decided, like, a couple weeks ago, whenever they decided they were going to put all the kids back in school, they're like, yeah, we're just going to open the whole state back up. We have no restrictions at all. They still want us to wear masks, but we have no restrictions. There's no capacity limits. There's no, like, dine-in restrictions, nothing. We're completely open.
I think that's how Mississippi is like that now. Alabama's going there April 9th. Georgia's open.
Texas is like that.
And Texas is open.
Texas.
Those are the only ones I know offhand.
Texas went away with masks, too.
Yeah, they're totally...
In some places they still... I think if you're in a hospital or a school, you still have to wear a mask.
Which makes sense. In Mississippi, it's business to business. You can go into one business and not require a mask. You can go to the place next door and they'll require a mask, so...
Yeah, that's the only stipulation we still have is the mask.
Yeah.
Since they ended up doing that, like in Texas and there... We've had so many problems with people trying to come into the store without wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, PA didn't go away with masks. You still have to wear a mask everywhere you go.
Yeah, same thing here.
You're not allowed to be in public and not wear a mask.
What's funny is... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you can still, like, go into a store without a mask on. They can't stop you.
Oh, we will kick people out. We've called the police.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it's they can't, private property. Get yeah, the fuck
they
out.
They can't do that here.
Don't oh, yeah, no, they can do that here.
He likes to go into Walmart and just look at them like, what are you going to do?
We call the police. We have police on retainer that just come to the store because we're less than 5 minutes from the police station.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
This like, our managers have the police on speed dial. Like, there are different officers that patrol, like, right there. Hmm. That they just have the number for that officer. So they end up calling him and just being like, hey, you need to come here.
To be honest, though, it's probably a practice I'm going to maintain after COVID is controlled. Is when I'm sick, I'm going to wear a mask. Or, you know, if I'm getting a tattoo, I'm going to wear a mask. If I'm going to the doctor or, you know, somewhere children are a lot, I'm going to wear a mask. Just
same.
It makes more sense to me than it ever has, which is weird to think about. Like, I was getting tattoos by people who could potentially be sick, who weren't wearing masks, and it like to think about it like in perspective. I mean, someone is like within a foot of an open wound on my body, mouth breathing.
That's what they do in China, though. Like, that's how it's always been in China and Japan. Like, Asian cultures, they've always, like, if you're sick, you wear a mask.
Yeah.
And that's why it wasn't a huge deal for them to switch to that, like, because they'd already had that practice.
Yeah.
Which so, it's a good practice.
I think so, too. And I'm not gonna pressure anybody to follow what I'm doing after COVID is controlled. So that's just how I'm going to exist in the world.
Like, I definitely don't want to have to wear a mask literally all the time anymore, but
when I'm sick, slowly inside every day. I have really bad asthma. I can't breathe in those things. Yeah. And I have to wear it all day at work. And anytime I'm left in my room by myself, I rip it off, throw it across the room, take like huge lungfuls of air, inhaler, and then I have to put it back on. Yikes. It's ridiculous.
I
leave my house because I can't handle it.
I actually bought some things from Amazon that are these big plastic face shields. They look like Sub-Zero's face mask from Mortal Kombat. But they, like, hook behind your ears like glasses. It's really heavy. And they're really large, but you can really breathe in those things. Because it just goes this way. Like, straight down.
Yeah. But they still face covering. They don't allow that at work.
Lame.
They have to be the medical grade masks at work. That we can't wear the gaiters. Or just the, like, a bandana anymore. They tightened up with the school regulations that we can only wear the 3-ply face masks.
It'll be over soon. Anything else. It'll be over soon.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, it can only get better, guys. Like, we've hit the worst of it, like, several months ago. It's only going to get better. Like, the more people who get vaccinated, the more people get sick and get over it, like, the better it's going to be. It's just going to be shit for a second.
A lot of our numbers are tapering off. And
yeah, same here.
And stuff, so.
A lot of our numbers are tapering off because a lot of our population has already been sick. So, of course, our case numbers are really low. And then those of us who haven't been sick or have not been confirmed to be have been sick, you know, we're still... Following.
A big thing is that the huge spike in numbers in December and January was because people were traveling.
Well, yeah. The holidays. And then we knew that was coming. The holidays.
Oh, yeah. Like,
because nobody see family.
If I do see my family, I'm not going to wear a mask around them. They're my family.
Yeah. And, like, so what happened here, at least, is, like, all these people went and traveled. And, like, nobody was getting tested prior to that because we didn't have a whole lot of tests in general, so our numbers were really low. And then after that, they came back that we had enough tests. Everybody got tested who went out of state. And so we had a huge brick of people who got tested, and we had all of those numbers at the same time. So our numbers spiked.
Yeah.
And that is literally, like, why we had a spike in numbers is because everybody got tested at the same time. Like, right after the holidays when they came back. Like, everybody's like, oh, our numbers spiked. I was like, yeah, because we had, like, over 1,000 people get tested today.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, no shit.
I'm assuming that that's what's going to happen. let's be smart
the
here.
The more people who get tested, the more positive there's going to be. That's just how that works.
And, I mean,
it is.
Some of those positives were negative. Like, some of them are false positives, too, because they got tested again and they were negative. Like, it's...
I think I don't
and
think
then you had
been...
here at least we had coaches making their players get tested every like Thursday before games. Like just so they can play, which was skewing our numbers because we were getting like the same group of people testing every week.
Yeah.
Which fucked over our numbers too.
We had a lot of that too. But it was for like medical field workers.
This was sports players. High school sports players.
I get it.
The coaches were making tests every
That's what's important in your state.
I know. Yeah. That's what's important.
Football.
Yeah. I don't think there's been anything more ungrounding than living through a pandemic.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think the whole earth is ungrounded.
Literally just pull the rug out of from under everybody's feet.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Which
it's been
relearn how to live.
Honestly, and that is a really accurate statement. Like we had to relearn how to do everything around this crap. And it's frustrating and I can't wait to get back into like my groove of spring cleaning and like getting the flower beds redone and like hanging new ferns and trying to plant things again. Like I'm really excited to get all of that started. I think like today is going to be a perfect day for that. Sister-in-law and fiance are outside. Hey, how's it going? they're literally like right there. But no, I'm excited to like to see what 2021 has to offer this in the spring. Because in comparison, anything is better than 2020 spring. It was rough.
Wrong there.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Anywho. So that's Earth. Welcome.
This is us talking because that's what happens.
Yeah. It's just been an intro. Like, I'm sure we'll talk about, I don't know, specific Earth grounding practices or entities or I don't fucking know.
Things.
Stuff. Dowsing.
Yeah.
Maybe. That seems like an Earth thing.
We're going to surprise you with the content of the Earth series.
Sticks.
Can you tell that we didn't really think through what all content we were going to have?
It's okay. We just tangented about COVID for like 20 minutes.
I might cut it. I don't know.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. My timer went off like 20 minutes ago. So
yeah, I know.
It's going to be a long one.
I figured this was going to be a long one because the last one we didn't have Rowan. So
yeah.
This is the first one. All three.
Yeah. See, it would have been more interesting if I was in that one because then I would have been able to talk about my girlfriend breaking her arm in February.
Yeah.
And
February was rough.
Yeah, it was a bad
on
time.
On to new things. On to good things.
Yes. On to new growth. Brighter greens. Flowers. Sun. Happiness.
We're gonna try to really hit Earth hard. I'm going to try to really connect with Earth.
When you said hit Earth hard, all I could think about was like going outside, finding a stick, and just beating the ground.
I wouldn't do that.
You need to be careful on your stick adventures, because Earth might give you another branch.
Oh my god. I don't know if anybody listening saw that on my Instagram, but I had gone on a walk and I found this branch and it was just like, take me inside. I am yours.
The branch whispered seductively into your ear. I am yours. Take me.
It's just sitting in the corner of my room.
Sexually.
I stripped all the bark off of it.
Ooh, nice. You took him home and ripped his clothes off. And then
after I ripped all the bark off, because it had been outside for a while, so some of the bark was starting to decompose, so it was like almost like dirt smeared over it. Mm-hmm. I put it in the shower to wash all of that off.
Okay, if this isn't a man, like a male nymph, just hanging out in disguise, I am going to flip. You absolutely 100% have a male fae stick in your house that you showered and then stripped and then left. He's probably upset.
Well, I would be. It was too big to wash any other way. You'd have to put it in the shower.
It was and then too big.
I anointed it with moon water.
Magic fey stick.
Magic fey stick.
You're welcome.
Like,
maybe you next don't time say we'll no. get a stick. Maybe next time on the episode we'll get a stick update. I'd be fine for that.
Stick update.
Stick update.
Can that be the episode name for next week or in 2 weeks? Stick update. Stick update with Rowan.
Oh my god.
Stick update.
See, right now I've just been waiting for the wood to actually dry out so that I can, like, shape it, carve into it, shit.
Yeah.
So you're waiting to kill him.
I wouldn't say kill. Carve, like, sand sure it so I'm not getting splinters sort of when I grab onto it.
He's gonna dry out and then you're gonna cut him up. You're dehydrating him.
See if there's any sort of entity in it first.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean,
maybe sit with him on your lap and meditate. I'm sorry, I keep calling it a him. Sit with it on your lap. I mean, either way,
I need to sand it. Because right now, like, splinters.
Yeah.
I need to sand this thing.
Sand it.
I mean, if there is an entity in it, you can just ask it to leave or relocate it somewhere nice.
Yeah.
Because you need its house.
I mean, either way.
It's an eviction notice.
The stick has good energy, so.
Okay, then that's fine.
I'm not gonna argue with the stick.
The stick wants it, goddammit. It wants this to happen.
On the next episode of the Witchy Spellcast, join us in debating what the stick wants. And does the stick get what it wants?
What does the stick want?
Should we give it what it wants? Is this stick really a person? In disguise. Find out next episode. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I mean, if you wanted, I could go get the stick so you can see it.
It's fine. You don't need to. Anyway.
Anywho's.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Witchy Spellcast, if you could call it an episode.
It's an episode.
Give us a like, give us a share, drop us a comment, etc. Follow us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram. We don't have Snapchat or Twitter because they're lame.
I don't Snapchat anyways, so.
Yeah, I don't either. I have too many one-off thoughts that would get me in trouble if I had Twitter, so I'm just not going to have that.
Banned from Twitter so easily.
Right.
My dad gets banned every week.
Good lord. We've got a Facebook page. Within that page, we have our own private coven. You can join that, ask us questions. One of us will personally respond. You know, it's a good time. We have fun. I would recommend the Instagram because it's a bit easier to ask us questions, get advice, all that jazz.
We're all more active on Instagram.
It's true.
Much more active on Instagram.
The boomers haven't found us yet, so that's why.
I think what we should do after this episode goes live is we should have a poll on our Instagram about whether our listeners enjoy us going on random tangents or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they enjoy this kind of episode, because, like, I enjoy making these episodes much more than the ones that are,
it's
structured.
Yeah.
It's more freeing. It's more organic.
Yeah. I can't handle the structure. I have too much structure throughout the day. I need
structure. I'm opposite that. Like, I have too much chaos going on in my life that, like, my work life has to be very structured. And, like, any additional thing.
Well, my work life is more structured. Mm. Like, that's what I mean. Like, my work life, I spend most of my time at work. It's all structured. Like, you know.
My work life is structured chaos.
I like that.
It's structured chaos, but it's not good.
It's not the good kind of chaos.
No.
Not the good kind.
Because it's... When I say it's structured chaos, I mean, like... So we get all these different rules. So you have to stand on this side of the registers to monitor the lines. But at the same time, you have to stand on the other side of the registers to help the self-checkouts.
Yikes. I'm good. I'm so good on that.
So it's just constant, like, rule A contradicting rule B. And you have to do both at the same time.
No thanks.
That's make just it happen. How it is working. Yeah, that's just retail.
Yeah.
Retail doesn't make any sense.
It's true.
Was golden rule of Walmart. It doesn't make any sense. It's not supposed to make sense.
My job is sit in the back of your house and make social media posts.
I always just tell people if it made sense, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's how retail is. Because I've had people,
come up and ask, like, complain about, like, pricing on something, and, well, that sign's not very accurate, and I'm just like, if it was accurate, it would have been a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to inform you, but if it was accurate, it would have been a mistake.
Oh my god.
Have you ever shopped at a store before?
You ever been outside? None of this is accurate.
If there's accuracy going on, I don't know where the fuck you are.
Right.
Anyways,
that was our episode.
Circling back to saying goodbye.
Yeah, this was our introduction to Earth.
Welcome to the chaos. Welcome to the jungle.
Maybe we'll actually ground ourselves some throughout these episodes. We'll try at least.
I'm going to try. We're not going to have a challenge with this episode.
Yeah, last challenge was really difficult.
Series. Our lives cannot handle that added stress.
No.
No, there's too much else going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, don't feel bad if you didn't do any of the challenges like me. Because we get it. We understand.
We sure as hell didn't.
Because I haven't done jack.
I mean, I did really well on the fire one.
You did. You did. You did really well on the fire one. And you started off strong with the water one.
And then it fell apart.
And then February happened. So
February, suck it.
Yeah, for real. Anywho, I have nothing else to add.
Anyway, follow all the Instagrams.
Follow Rowan, Kara, and myself, as well as the podcast on Instagram. That's at rowan.mistrite on Instagram. That is at Kara Darkthorn on Instagram and at The Witchy Saya on Instagram. Also on Instagram at The Witchy Spellcast. You can use the hashtag AskTheSpellcasters if you have questions to ask us. You can also DM us those questions, or if you don't necessarily want those questions publicized, we have an email set up, and that is thewitchyspellcast@gmail.com. Send us in your questions. Yeah. Send us in your Fae Talk. Send us in your EVPs. Anything you want, I want to talk about it.
Just send in saying that you enjoy listening to us. We'll take that too.
Let us know how you feel about the show. Somebody comment. Tell us how the show is.
Somebody leave us a review.
Somebody please tell somebody us we're doing okay. Something. We need it.
Somebody give me reassurance.
We need it. We need the reassurance and encouragement that you actually enjoyed this in any fashion.
My love language is words of validation. I really need it. Also, please, I'm not crying. I'm laughing. I know it comes. It sounds like I'm sobbing. I'm laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Witchy Spellcast. Join us next week for some more magical goodness.